This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, everybody. How are you guys doing? Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host today, Dr. B. You can find me on drbradio.com, but even better, go find Joe. He'll be back soon. Go to therealside.com. That's his website. And call me. Call me now. Call him anytime at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, hello. I know I am a new voice here, except for Monday nights on Mental Health Mondays. Dr. B here again. And we have so much to talk about. My passion, as you know, is mental health and families and parents. And boy, is there enough news to cover this entire hour and probably many more to go. You know, I want to start out, you know, and we're going to talk about so much tonight. But parents, listen to this. It's on the Daily Wire. This writer, this famous writer, Noah Berlatsky. This is his name. And the title of this article, it just blew my mind. Parents are an oppressive class that perpetuate patriarchy in forced solitary confinement. Unbelievable to me. And literally, you all should be just amazed in a bad way at what this guy wrote. You got to go look it up. It's on thedailywire.com. But I read through it. And so some of the things he says, and oh my gosh, parents, and we need you right now. This just blows my mind. And I want to say that they're going to attack parents. They're going to attack your rights. They say that we are an oppressive class if you're a parent. And he likens us to rich people or white people. So I guess doesn't really matter what color you are as a parent. If you are a parent and you are oppressive, you are a tyrant and you are likened to white or rich people. I don't even know where to start. As a psychologist who specializes with adolescents and working with parents and with COVID and everything going on, and this is what he's going to say. So he keeps going on and on and on, and he really, it blows my mind that he's a famous writer. I mean, maybe just in his own mind. He thinks that asking kids to do chores is okay, but really making them do it, and he's calling timeout solitary confinement, that's abusive. It's equal to abuse. And he thinks, I guess, apparently socialism is the solution. You know, parents make the money, and they need to divide it out to all their kids and equally no matter what. And so they feel like they are needed and a part of everything. And it gets worse. You got to listen to what this guy says. And again, we've got a lot to talk about. So anyways. He says, let's see what else. I'm trying to read through everything he said. I just found this. Someone just sent it to me. Parents routinely prevent children from speaking to friends, leaving the house, identifying as queer. Okay, well, that's interesting. Parents regularly hit kids and emotionally abuse them. So any kind of discipline he calls abuse, any kind of timeouts he calls solitary confinement. Just interesting. I just thought it was interesting. He said, in particular, child rearing in religious households are decidedly unwoke and the worst. So, again, these are the things that a lot of liberals are saying about us as parents, and it just simply blows my mind. And I'm reading, I'm looking right here on all your comments, and you agree. It should infuriate you. Absolutely. I see that, you know, the anger coming through the messages here. It absolutely should infuriate you. And wait, there's more. The things we are going to cover. I don't know if you guys heard about Ohio. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Ohio. In Ohio, you can no longer block transgender changes to birth certificates. So whatever your child is, when they're born, as soon as they're of legal age, they can go and change. They're male to female, female to male, and I'm sure they're going to have a long list of transgender names to pick. LGBTQIA is what I know right now, but again, yeah, we are child abusers as parents if we put them on the right road. You know, I'm a Christian and I believe that we have to teach discipline. You very much can do it. Spare the rod, spoil the child. It doesn't mean we beat our children. We teach them morality. We teach them right and wrong. And one thing Joe and I talk about a lot on the radio is teaching them to cope. But here, basically, we say, gender-wise, pick what you want. Teach them to pick what they want. And there are a couple studies I wanted to go over and talk about. And I would love to hear what y'all are thinking. I'm already getting... Thank you guys for the comments. Yes, it's for real. I know it's really hard to believe that this is real. And I do want to talk about a little bit. There's another article that came up, transgender children and youth, understanding the basics. To me, it just blows my mind that there are this many articles even out on this topic. And when your child is born, if it is even born, because nowadays, again, the left, the liberals, want to take that right away, right? They want to pass bills and laws in each state, many states now, making abortion legal for up to a week after the child is born, which sickens me. I am a mom, a proud mom of two beautifully adopted boys, and then, of course, a biological daughter, and I just really understand the gift of life completely. And so when I see these things, not only the abortion issue and pro-life, and I don't know if you guys heard what happened in Ohio as well. Ohio was just must be the leader of all kinds of liberal nonsense. But I want to say gender basics. So right now they are saying that, of course, children are not born knowing what it means to be a boy or girl. Well, here's the deal. DNA says, you know, your X's and your Y's make you either a boy or a girl. They learn it from their parents. They learn it from children. They learn it from others around them. Well, is that true? I mean, to an extent. And after the break, we'll be back, and I'm going to explain whether this is true or not. So don't go far. There's a lot more coming up. You're listening to The Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's it. We don't need to snap out.
Mambo, mambo, Italiano.
Mambo,
mambo, Italiano.
How are y'all? I'm your guest host, Dr. B, here on the Joe Messina Show. Feel free to call in at 855-REAL-JOE or realside.com. So glad you guys can join us. We've just been talking about a little bit about me real quick. I just specialize in children and family, psychology, all that good stuff. And we've been talking about some of the laws going on with transgenderism. We can change our birth certificates now in Ohio and many other states. It just blows my mind, and I really need all parents to really pay attention to what's going on. It's not funny anymore. I'm on with Joe on Mondays, Mental Health Mondays, just talking about all of this, the impact, and we've got to get involved. You know, Joe's on the school board. I'm on town council here in Texas, and I know that it is time for each one of us to know exactly what's going on in our children's classrooms, to know exactly what's going on with our teachers and kind of what they believe and what they're into, because it goes into the classroom with your kids, and it will come home. And if you don't sit down and talk to them about it, then they're going to be heavily impacted and you're never going to know it. So if you do not instill a moral code in your kids, they are going to get one from the world. And this means politically, this means spiritually, this means emotionally and psychologically. So think about that. Would you send your kids out in the world to get their moral code and their guidance? Would you just send them right now, age 2, age 5, age 10, 11, without any input or any impact from you? If the answer is no, I mean, it really doesn't make any sense. I hope your answer is no. Then you got to do it yourself. It's active. Parenting is active. Even if that last article I read, you know, talking about that writer, that liberal writer, called parents really, called us abusers, child abusers, if we put them on timeout. If we discipline them in any way, if we make them do chores, it is all oppressive. That's what he calls parents. And again, this is what many children are getting. This is the message they're getting in college. This is the message they are getting in school, grade school, middle school, if you're in a public school. Me personally, we have no children in public school, nor would I. And I'm not bagging all public school teachers. God bless you guys, the ones that are really in it for the kids. But I have found the majority of them, majority of the teachers, it's all about the unions and it's all about the teachers and what they can get out of it, and not about the kids. So just make sure you know curriculum. And you know what's going on in the classroom, or this is the stuff. The stuff I'm going to be talking about in this entire hour is what your kids are seeing. Never mind that every morning they wake up and we hand them a gateway to the world in the form of a device, a small device that we call a cell phone. And I liken it when I talk to parents and like, well, what are the dangers? What are the real dangers about the cell phone? What's the big deal? Well, here's the big deal. This is what I say to them. Would you put all their books in their backpack, put the little lunch in there, and then stick a Playboy magazine, zip it up, and say, hey, go have a good day. Don't look in your backpack all day. Just grab your lunch. Don't look in it. Whatever you do, don't look in. And there's a magazine in there. Don't look at that. Well, of course they're going to look at it. So these are just some of the things. Pornography is just one of the things that they are looking at on their devices. We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't send them with a backpack full of drugs and pornography and just junk. We wouldn't. And then, you know, phone numbers to people who can traffic them and molest them. We wouldn't. And don't think that I'm extreme. I work with this. My husband and I used to have a ministry searching for missing children and teens, and we found them. And right now, the statistics are greater than 40% of kids who meet people online are meeting them in person. Greater than 40%. And unfortunately, many of the teens that we found were already dead, and it was too late. So you got to take all this serious. It's not just about transgender. It's not just about abortion. It's not just about what's going on in the schools. It's what's going on in the world and how we as parents are taking care of our children and giving them a device because it's convenient is not parenting. It isn't. And kudos to the many, many parents that I've worked with in my private practice and I've spoken to that show up and really want to know the truth and really are doing the right thing. So kudos, excuse me, for you guys. and let's keep going on. So another topic, and it's especially a huge hot topic in California. I lived in California 46 years, moved to Texas, became a Texas councilwoman. So happy to be here in Texas. But I fought for Texas for a long time. I also speak all over the U.S., California included. I still have to adjust my speaking sometimes because you can't have any God in it. But heck, I never shy away from who I am. But another one, I just want to tell you guys, so puberty blockers, I don't know if you know what those are. It's a huge deal right now. California passed a law that it's okay for, I believe, 10 and up, you can start your kids on puberty blockers. So the number one puberty blocker that they use right now is called Lupron. Very dangerous. And what happens, they're frequently administered to girls who identify as boys, so they call it female to male or F to M, so you know all the lingo. So Lupron's the one that's given. It belongs to a class of drugs called GnRH, so it's gonadotropin hormone releasing. So you don't need to know all that, but it's agonist, right? So it's against it. It stops it. It suppresses estrogen production. So never mind that God made our girls and our boys such beautiful creatures, right? Male and female. But now we want to go against that. And again, this is the left's agenda. They just want to be God. They want to be all powerful. So what this Lupron does is completely stop the natural God-given process of becoming a woman and developing a woman into having everything that God meant a woman to have. And so this is what's going on. It just stops all of that. In many, many cases, it causes horrible side effects. And this is what I need you to hear. Cause so many, you know, my kids come home, my teenage friends, what's going on? And is it that bad? And this person is, you know, becoming a guy and transitioning. And I'm like, holy cow, where are you guys hearing about this? Cause they're private schools and two of them are homeschooled, but it's all out there again, social media. And they're just curious about it. And these are conversations, honestly, I never thought I would have with my kids, but this is what's going on. And the things that are happening is these kids, these girls, it's making them infertile so they can never have kiddos ever. That's a huge side effect from this. Others that have reported, and I'm telling you, some of these studies, they give puberty blockers to 8-year-old and 9-year-old girls and boys. Right there. This other guy, this other writer I just talked about is saying that if we put a child on timeout or make them do household chores, that's child abuse. But we can give them puberty blockers and they want to make this a law. So I'm going to tell you a few more extreme side effects when we come back. You need to hear these because they are bad, very bad and very scary. And you need to know because your kids' friends are hearing this. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We are close to an agreement. It's not a done deal yet, but we are very close.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, striking an optimistic tone regarding a new coronavirus deal. The Democrat also saying,
we will work in the future to provide additional relief as the country requires. But we need to provide a platform to build on. We need to address this emergency right now.
President-elect Joe Biden is encouraged by bipartisan negotiations on a new coronavirus relief package.
The stimulus package is encouraging. It looks like they're very, very close, and it looks like there's going to be direct cash payments, but it's a down payment, an important down payment on what's going to have to be done beginning at the end of January into February, but it's very important to get done.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Hey, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host tonight, Dr. B. You can find me at drbradio.com or Joe Messina. Even better, go check him out at therealside.com. We are back. We are talking about the side effects from Lupron, and that is a puberty blocker. We're just talking about all the craziness out there. You know, we'll just go through them real quick. A lot of you are writing me and asking me about coping with COVID, you know, and how to work with our teens and our kiddos. And I do want to answer those questions, the written questions that you guys are messaging me with. So let's finish this up. You guys, just some of the things, just so you can understand how horrible it is that, you know, what these people are going through. So strange rashes, severe osteoporosis, early osteoporosis, multiple surgeries for different things, all of this. What else? Compromised immune systems, mental health issues, severe depression, suicidal ideation. The FDA has received thus far over 24,000 reports of adverse reactions. So these are the puberty blockers. These are the things that the left is fighting for our children to get. And if you don't get your children this, in some states, including California, they do have laws in place that they say it's abuse and your parental rights can be terminated. Absolutely, 100%. Lived there for 46 years. Since 2008, I was politically active in one of the largest Tea Parties in the San Francisco Bay Area, and not even fighting against all of this, but fighting for. I really believe that us conservatives need to stand up and fight for things, for traditional marriage, for male and female, the way God created us. just for life and for freedom and for opportunity. We don't have to be anti anything except for sin and abuse, for sure. That I'm definitely anti. But I think if we phrase it to be for all of these things, for children, for families, for the nuclear family, where the heck did the nuclear family go? It's a great question. Again, another thing that the left continues to redefine is what the family should look like. And it is so frustrating, and I know y'all are frustrated. I do a lot of Facebook Lives, and you guys share the frustration. And I want to say, and getting back to, you know, talking about conservatives, I think what I'm seeing right now, as far as politics, even though I think this is greater than politics with the election fraud, which I 100% believe in, and all of these things redefining everything that God put in place, is that a new Republican Party has surfaced. I love it. And it's more conservative. It's more principled. The foundation is in what our founding fathers intended it to be. And that is biblical principles. And it is goodness. And we are the party of tolerance, unlike the left who thinks they are, because we tolerate everything good. We tolerate trying to bring people together. We tolerate everything that people can do to just freedom and opportunity. We tolerate the masses. We just don't tolerate sin and nonsense and evil. And it just blows my mind. I went to a Christian school. I've been a Christian since I was 7, and I never thought I would see America have scripture come true when it says that up is down and good is bad, and we're seeing it. And again, I think the Republican Party, what I'm seeing from everybody, the silent majority is silent no more. I am so proud of you guys speaking up, and we're standing for godly principles. And the world, you guys have to understand this. I know a lot of you are going crazy and feeling sad and depressed, but you got to know the world, they follow not the creator. They follow the enemy, and they will do anything they can. We're going to start seeing persecution. We already are. They follow the antithesis of goodness, but they call it good. So you're not crazy. We all see it. I don't know if you've seen that commercial. We all see it. And how do we combat that? We just keep doing what all you conservatives are doing and speaking truth. Speak it loud. Be kind. Never get on their level ground. Don't do it. You're going to hear so many crazy things. You're going to see, you know, there's a new, I think Tulsi Gabbard has a new bill that she has out. And I don't know where it went, but it was up here. Here it is, abortion. She keeps trying to be pro-life, and God bless her. But now they have done studies, and I don't even want to know how these studies are done, to find that the fetuses, which we know are babies, they don't feel pain until 13 weeks. I don't even want to know, as a mother, the testing they're doing to find out if and when a baby feels pain. You know, I have a little story of my own. I adopted two beautiful boys. My husband and I found out we are going to have a child of our own, my biological child. And I had miscarriages on Valentine's Day in 2009. I thought I was having a miscarriage. Long story short, went to the doctor. They said, we're going to have an ultrasound to make sure everything's, you know, happening, because I was only like 7 weeks. So I'm like, okay. Meaning, you know, my body was correctly miscarrying. So we went in there, they did an ultrasound, and the ultrasound tech just screamed, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, what? Do I have like cancer too? What? And she goes, you've got to look. And I'm like, okay. So I look. I am 6 weeks pregnant at this point, Valentine's Day. And what do I see? This little tiny heartbeat beating furiously. Beep, 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 beep. Absolute beauty. And tears just came to my eyes. And she wheeled me back to my husband. And he saw me crying. So he just assumed, he started crying. He assumed that we had lost another child. And instead I said, you know what? God, on this day of love, Valentine's Day, wanted us to see life. And now Allie is 11 years old. A lot of you have met her. You've seen me. You went through the process of the pregnancy, which was awesome. But my point being, 6 weeks and there was a heartbeat. So don't tell me that's a fetus, because I live every day with a little girl that's walking around my house, and she's going to school, and she's skipping around, and that is life. So I could not imagine whatever testing it is they're doing on 13-week-old babies. It's not a fetus. That's a baby, to see if they feel pain or not. And so since they feel pain, they're trying to pass this bill that let's do 20 weeks. At 20 weeks, then we can no longer abort these babies. Murder them is really what I like to say. But before that, you can. Well, I don't know what happened to the 7 weeks between 13 and 20, but the bill is for 20 weeks. And it still disgusts me. So things like this. Another thing that's really disgusting, there's this abortion activist, which to me, they should just be called murder activists, baby murder activists. Explain this to me, why most laws in every single state, you hit and kill or shoot and kill a pregnant woman and you've got a double homicide on your kid, right? That's what you're charged with. Yet we can kill babies. Blows my mind. So this abortion activist, have you seen this on LifeNews.com, makes a disgusting, sick video where the character kills unborn babies. That's all he does. And this is why, parents, you have got to know what your kids are doing and what kind of video games they're playing and what kind of music they're listening to, because this is going to be a new video game, killing unborn babies with guns. Welcome to the world. It's absolutely disgusting. I talk to a lot of adolescents, teens, a lot of teen boys, play video games, things like that. That's fine. An hour a day is fine. More than that, and your brain is going to be developed really not the way it should be. So when I sit there and talk about, what about the violence? What about all of this? The things you see, the things that you can find out on your phone and look up, and they're like, it's not that bad, Dr. B. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean it's not that bad? And they're like, well, I guess we're just desensitized. Isn't that a good thing that it doesn't bother us anymore? Absolutely not. That is starting to be sociopathology. I'm not saying all our kids are sociopathic. Do not get me wrong at all. I've gotten some angry emails from parents that say, my kids are not sociopaths. Fine. Then they're desensitized to things like this, to things like this new video game that the character kills unborn babies with a gun. And I know you can say, and I please don't be that parent that says, well, my kids get all A's and they go to church on Sunday or they go to mass. They take communion. I don't want to hear it. If your child has a cell phone, they have seen these things. And yes, there's a point where we have to get them ready. We have to get them ready for the real world. But that is a later time. Developmentally, it is so important that we get our kids very stable and watch what they do and put, things on the phones, apps on their phones where we can pay attention to what they're doing, at least know, and sit down and talk about it. So much we can do. But I got a lot more to talk about, you guys. So please don't go far. Grab a drink, come on back, grab a blanket, come back and listen to Dr. B.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Side. It's Joe Messina. I'm your guest, Dr. B, here. Definitely check out our website, realside.com, and call me anytime, 855-REAL-JOE. So glad you guys are back here. You know, I want to take this last little bit of time to talk about COVID and talk about coping. You know, we've talked a lot about parents and what the kind of what the world has, you know, throwing at your kids as far as darts. And now we've got COVID, let alone the device issue and phones and
transgender and puberty blockers. Oh my, good grief. And then we've got Black Matters, Black Lives Matters, and Blue Life Matters, and everybody's life matters, just so you know. But I want to talk a little bit to mom and dads. You guys aren't alone. And I am starting to see a lot of parents and talk to a lot of parents as far as my telehealth goes. You know, I closed my practice and then I just opened it up to a few people because I understand this is really affecting people. COVID-19, it's the burnout is real. It really is. And I want you guys to know a lot of parents not only are the breadwinners, but you guys have now become caretakers of your parents, of your kids, of your neighbors, of coworkers, and we're getting burnt out. We are. And I want you all just to take a deep breath and really understand and hear this. You guys aren't alone. You're not. I think President Trump has done an incredible job with his team. You know, I'm on White House calls every week. I've been on them twice a week for the last few weeks with the Faith and Family Initiative, and then also as a councilwoman on just talking or listening about the vaccines and who's going to get it. Hey, I don't know if you guys heard that Amazon is really barking up the tree of the White House to get all of their workers vaccinated. And I'm curious to think if it's going to be a mandate. If it's going to be mandatory for places like Walmart, you know, all of those factories and warehouses and Amazon. Is it going to be mandated? And if it was and you needed your job, would you take it? I would really love to know. I'd love to hear. Email me at drbradio.com. Drb@drbradio.com. I'd love to know. I'd like to know if people to save their job, and they were mandated to take it for their job, would you do it? Super curious. To me, it's not what America is about. I take COVID-19 seriously, especially for the people who are at risk. You know, I have a mom that's more at risk. I get it. It's an ugly thing if you get it. The majority of the people are going to be okay. But I'm curious if you guys, if mandated, would take it. So let me know. So, family burnout. Let's get back to that, because I know y'all are burnt out. Lots of symptoms of this condition, so I want you guys to know, most of you know, common sense, if you're burnt out, you know what that's like. So, I need you guys to take a break. But definitely exhaustion. Look for the sign of exhaustion. Are you just exhausted head to toe? And yes, you are, but these are we all get exhausted. But this is more like spiritually, emotionally, physically, day in and day out, day in and day out. Are you having a hard time with your everyday basic duties? That's a good sign that there's probably burnout. Are your kids on edge? Is your marriage kind of at its peak, you know, on edge? Are you on edge with your spouse? Or are you the type of parent that just goes numb and you're starting to distance yourself emotionally from your kids? Again, this happens in burnout. And I want you guys just to take a moment and really think about if this is you, if you're feeling frazzled, if you're just completely out of sorts, you got to take a moment and you've got to take a breath and you've got to take some time. Not every parent dealing with the strains of this pandemic is going to experience burnout. So don't think that everybody's going to get it. Don't look for it. don't look for it, you know, to happen 100%. But a lot of this are. And we need to get emotional support. You guys, telehealth and telecounseling is an incredible option. So feel free. Especially you workers deemed essential. I have a lot of friends that are nurses and doctors, and they're worn out, but they became professionals in the mental health field and in the medical field to help others. And I just say, you know, let's give a shout out to them. Good job, you guys. We're so impressed with you. Pray for them. And let's talk about preventing burnout. I'm going to end with you guys, you know, just going to give you some steps. Take steps. So watch for signs of depression, you guys. Lowered mood, addictive behaviors. This is when addicts, I can't imagine the boom. You know, that's the next research I'm going to look at. If you were a former addict and you're feeling really edgy, so normal, but please be proactive and get any kind of help you need. If you're a definite warning sign of burnout, are thoughts of suicide and violent acts toward family members. And if you look at the CPS stats, which is Child Protective Services, Social Services, child abuse rates are higher. Now, they're higher in a sense because kids are getting back to school and now the reporters are there. And it was interesting that the child abuse reports were lower during COVID, but the domestic violence police reports were up with neighbors calling because people are home and people are stressed out. So I'm going to give you guys a couple strategies to help prevent burnout, especially since we're stressed with all this election coverage. So COVID versus election fraud versus the name Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. And all of a sudden, I think we're all burnt out. At some point, we're burnt out. That alone, along with the frustrating aspect of all of this, that we feel like we can't do a dang thing about it. So let's give you guys a few prevention items, how to prevent burnout. And then I'm going to tell you guys how you can get involved with this whole election fraud. I'm going to give you some fantastic ideas that many people in many communities are doing. So let's start with this first so we can get to that. Here we go. Definitely start where you are. Take stock of your emotional and physical health. Pay attention to it. And every sneeze and every cough doesn't mean you have COVID. And if you have COVID, it doesn't mean you're going to die. About 96.4% of the people do not die. They're amazing preventative medications and medicines now, so don't worry about that. But pay attention to your family dynamic. And if it's beginning to change, I want you parents, you guys have to be the ones to go to kids and you don't have to be perfect, but definitely go to them and say, you know what? We're all a bit stressed out and it'll probably bring them a lot of relief. We all just need to take a moment. We need to take a day off, go get some ice cream, go through the McDonald's drive-thru. Just go have fun. Go feel free to have fun. Even if you've made dinner and you're all stressed out and you're all fighting at the dinner table, just leave it and go. Go for a walk. Throw a ball around. You're not going to get COVID. You're fine. And you don't have to wear a mask outside playing in the backyard with your dog and a ball. That's just Dr. B. Yeah. Next, let yourself off the hook. You don't have to reduce your expectations for yourself or your kids, even though your circumstances have greatly changed. All of our circumstances have changed. But shift those expectations. Figure out what works now best for you and your family. The kids are home all the time. The dad's probably home all the time because he's got to work from home. Just shift it. There's no such thing as being a perfect parent. And please tell your kids that. Hi. I'm an adult. I'm a person. I'm a human being, and I'm going to have emotions, and I'm going to be up, and I'm going to have down. But if you give them those expectations and just let them know that you're not perfect and they don't have to be perfect either, they're going to see you in a different light. Next, create a safe harbor, all right? Turn off the news. If Joe Biden comes on, turn that off especially. No one should navigate the challenges of the pandemic alone. You can't do it, and no one has to. There are peer support groups online. There's telehealth. There are even support groups for kids. There are a lot of fun things. Just go Google it. You'll find it. I'll try to get some up on my website, drbradio.com. Reach out for help. Feel free to do that if you're feeling overwhelmed to the point of depression and suicidal ideation. Next, take a break, please. Parenting during this COVID thing is a full-time job and then some. And then a lot of you have full-time jobs, sometimes out of the house, sometimes in the house. Sometimes none of us leave the house ever. We're doing school. We're taking calls. We're doing school. We're making meals. We're doing school. We're disciplining children. And then it's just incredible. So feel free to say, hey, mom needs 15 minutes and go have some bonbons. I don't know what bonbons are, but have some bonbons. And go watch this TV show for 15 minutes and tell them, I need you to read, I need you to play, I need you to watch, stick a video on. After 15 minutes, I'm all yours. Go take a bath. Do what you need to do. Next, stay healthy. Really try to stay healthy. That's limiting alcohol. I know. I think alcohol sales, honestly, I heard were through the roof. But please limit your alcohol intake, your nicotine, other substances. Keep that away. Focus on healthy eating, exercise. Have some fun. Have some fun with exercise. That honestly will create incredible endorphins. It just is the best. Even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, go have fun outside, inside. Have fun. And then mindfulness. And this is, if you're a Christian, listen to some worship music, maybe. I don't care who you are. Listen to some music. Stick Alexa on and either nice fun, calming music, or put Feliz Navidad on. We do that, and we scream at the top of our lungs, and my kids look at me like I lost my mind. But, man, it gets us all out of it. We have a thing in my car. Every time Feliz Navidad comes on, no matter who's talking or texting or whatever, I turn it up as high as I can, and I sing it at the top of my lungs, and I open all the windows. I don't care if it's 20 degrees or 110 degrees. And a kid, which is not like 110 right now, but my kids just like, Mom, are you kidding me right now? What if someone sees us? But you know what? They join in. We have so much fun. It is the absolute best. So do that and model good behavior. Label the emotions. Tell your kids, you know what? You look like you're grumpy right now. You must be bummed. Let's do something. There's so much you can do. And as far as getting involved, find me on drbradio.com and definitely go check out therealside.com. Thanks, you guys, for having me. And remember, y'all think 2020 is bad. Wait until it turns 21 and it starts drinking. That cracked me up. I'll catch you guys on Monday, Mental Health Mondays. Go to the website. Check out all the stations and time.